Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 17.
All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 10. And you should know this scripture because it's awesome. But now, here are the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Okay, so we're picking this up, by the way, when they're complaining basically before God. Not complaining, but telling God about the situation. Anyway, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt, so they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. All the men of Judah with their wives and their children and their little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, Levi, the senator of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They'll be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel, that you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Then some Levites from those places stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. And after they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another.
Amazing, amazing battle. But
so good.
The army didn't go out first.
Exactly.
The guys who were just the singers.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy. If anyone was setting up for a war right now, would they be thinking, "We're going to send the singers out"?
Yeah.
Let's put them first.
I mean, no. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is so amazing. How powerful is our worship of our God?
Exactly.
Like, it's more powerful than the most powerful army.
Yeah.
The weapons.
Yeah.
It's more powerful than that. That's how powerful our praise and worship is, to open up a spiritual atmosphere to see God actually sort the whole battle out. Yeah. I mean, that was incredible.
Yeah.
That's what happens every time we get together, every time we praise, every time we worship. This is what's happening.
Amen.
We are setting up
an
atmosphere for victory.
Yeah, for ambush.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it started, I like that it kind of picks up there of a recognition of we can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, so the confidence for victory is not because of us. Like, that's we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. What a powerful statement.
Really,
and, you know, that for any of us to make, but it starts with that humility and dependence. Well, we've been there, a year of humility.
Yes. Yep.
Then what happens? A prophetic word.
Yeah.
And then they praise.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, man, that's like what we are just literally in the middle of right now.
Yeah,
we stood in humility, we get a prophetic word from God of victory, and we praise in advance, and he does it. And and then they get the spoils of war.
Yeah. And they didn't have to do a thing.
Good scenario.
Except praise.
Yeah. A really, really good setup.
It's amazing.
What do you think, Pastor Rudy?
Well, I've got lots of little thoughts going on. I'm just trying to work out what to go with. I might climb up by the pass of Ziz. good are the details in the Bible.
Yeah.
But I just love that statement. Battle's not yours. It's the Lord's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so often we can have ownership over our problems, over our trials. It's like, well, this is my trial, it's my issue, so I'm going to work this out.
Too familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we own it in an unhealthy way. But God's like, no, the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's.
Yeah.
Like, how much differently we would approach trials and battles, knowing that we're stepping into something knowing that this is God's.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I love about the way that this whole victory happened is the enemy turned on each other.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. Yay. How often? Not very often. How often do we turn on each other? We don't. We no. don't at all,
That's
ever.
Right.
But what fear will do when you let fear and you let the trial overwhelm you is you will start to turn on the people you should be standing
yes.
with. But if we can stand with God and with the people of God,
yes.
watch what's going to happen exactly. when disunity comes and the enemy's going to take care of themselves because they're going to – that's the nature of the enemy and of confusion. And so I think that's the other thing I notice is like, man, if we just stand strong with God, we're good.
Totally.
We're good. We're going to let the enemy deal with themselves. So
exactly.
Yeah, praise God.
And that's why I think we should protect the church at large. We should never
Come on.
Be fighting against each other, criticizing each other, putting it on social media, our opinion of this church or that church.
Yep.
And that is the devil's playground.
Yes.
We should be supporting each other, encouraging each other, praying for each other to see the enemy defeat itself.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.